So are y'all paying close attention to the reading, the first reading today? Right? The prophet Isaiah. Isaiah, there's some pretty powerful stuff that goes on. Does anybody know about the Jesse tree? No? Do y'all know anything about the Jesse tree? Okay, because that's what he talks about. Prophet Isaiah is talking about from the stem of Jesse. Does anybody know who Jesse was? Jesse was a famous person from Scripture, yes. He was a father of somebody very, very famous. Okay, but do you know who Jesse? Jesse had a very famous son. Is anybody in here named David? Do we have anybody named David? There's nobody? There's no Davids? Okay, does somebody want to pretend? Are you David? Is your name David? Does somebody want to pretend to be David? Okay, why don't you come up? Yes, sir. You had your hand up. Yes, sir. Come on up. You want to? Come on up. Yes, sir. All right, you'll be David. Okay, do y'all know about David? Did David from the Bible, you know he was famous? Do y'all know about him? What do you know about David from the Bible? He was what? He was a disciple. Okay. He was a... How about we'll put this on? He was a king. So you'll be King David. See, now this is why the stem of Jesse is so important. Because Jesse's son was King David. And so we all do this. Hail King David. Hail King David. See, David was awesome. Because David was wise and he was powerful and he was strong. And do y'all remember that story from Scripture? Where like David was fighting who? Like this big giant named... Yes, Goliath. So it would be like me, Goliath, versus you, little David. And who wins?
David.
And does that seem like it would make sense that little bitty David could beat a big old man named Goliath? No, but David was awesome. So from the stem of Jesse came his son David. And there was a lot of famous people. Oh, you lost your crown for a second. And there was a lot of famous people that were family members of Jesus. And throughout time, throughout history, they came from this line of David. And then there was this awesome king that came that was even more awesome than David. And that was which king? I'll give you a hint. Yes.
Jesus
was the great king. He was like the king of kings. He was the awesomest king ever. Because he did what? How awesome of a king was he? He did what for us? He died for us. And he forgave our sins. And from this awesome, amazing, great king, he did so much for us. And he helped us so much. And he loved us. And he showed us, look, it's all going to be okay. So in some traditions and in some places, I hope that maybe y'all do this during the Advent season, we have a Jesse's tree. Have you ever seen this before? A Jesse's tree? So a Jesse tree is where you make a tree, and during the Advent season, you take pictures of special holy people or holy events that have happened. Okay, so instead of like decorating the Christmas tree with, I don't know, pictures of Snoopy or the Disney princesses, you decorate it with awesome signs of our faith. And so it's a reminder to us that from this stem of Jesse came this amazing King David, and even more amazing King Jesus, the Son of God. And so during this time of Advent, maybe we'll do some Jesse tree stuff in your classes where you'll talk about different images of our faith, about how Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega and the Prince of Peace and the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and how all that we are as Christians, we give glory to our God because of the great gifts He gave us. Pretty cool, huh? All right, you can have a seat here. There's one more important thing that happens in the Scripture. Right? There's this weird image that we hear in Scripture. That like one day, the lion is going to lay with the lamb. Right? The wolf and the lamb are going to play together. There's going to be a little kid that's going to lead the lion and the goat. Now, does that make sense?
No.
No, and then there's going to be this time when a bear and a cow are going to share a field. Now, bears do what? Bears like what? They like meat, right? And a cow has a lot of meat on it. So then there's this image. We're like, what? What does this mean? Like a lion? They eat lambs. Why are they laying together? And then there was another cool image. There was something else. There was another animal. Can I get one more helper to volunteer to help me? Yes, ma'am. Why don't you come on up? There's one more image. And did y'all pick up on this? There's going to be a little baby that's going to play with what? That's going to do y'all pay, were y'all paying attention? The baby plays with what? What was it?
Lion.
No? Well, he led the lion. What was it? Yes? What is it? Why don't you reach in there? I'll give you a hint. Take that out. It's not alive. You can take it out. What is that? What was it? It was the baby's going to play with a viper. What? What? That's what it says. That's what it said in Scripture. The baby's going to play with a viper. The baby's going to put its hand in the adder's lair, which is a snake. Now, does that make sense? How can a baby play with a snake? What's probably going to happen? Yes, go ahead. What's going to happen? It's going to bite that baby, and that baby's going to do what? Baby's going to cry. Baby's going to be sad. And if it's a poisonous snake, oh, buddy, watch out. So what does this mean? What does this mean? The Scripture's telling us what? That the baby will die. Well, no. Well, that's what would happen in real life. But here's what's happening in the Scripture. The Scripture's telling us this amazing thing. The Prince of Peace is going to come, and all craziness is going to happen, where peace will reign on the earth, where there will be no more suffering. There will be no more danger from snakes. There will be no more danger for little lambs to lie with wolves. The Prince of Peace is coming into the world to set all pain and sorrow and sadness aside. And Jesus tells us, look, I'm coming, guys. I'm coming because I'm going to give you peace. And I'm going to give you love, and I'm going to give you joy. I'm going to take you to a place which is going to be so awesome. And where is that place that's going to be so awesome, where there's no pain, no sorrow, no suffering, no tears? Where is that?
Heaven.
And who wants to go to heaven? I would like to go to heaven. We all want to go to heaven, right? And so what Jesus tells us, guys, is that His peace is going to reign. He tells us, I love you so much. I'm going to give you joy. I'm going to give you peace. I'm going to give you love. You can put your hands down and you can listen real closely. That's the King of Kings. That's the Prince of Peace. That's the King who came from the line of Jesse, who says it's going to be okay. Babies are going to be able to play with snakes and there's not going to be any danger. There's not going to be any more pain or sorrow or sadness. That's why we come to pray, guys. That's why we celebrate Mass. That's why we come together, because we say, we need you, Jesus. We need you in our lives. We need you. There's another thing, that a reason that I'm here today, and that's I'm the vocation director. Does anybody know what that means? No. Vocation director. Vocation, my friends. A vocation means a call from God. And so I'm here today to talk to you a little bit about what is God calling you to do. I have a very hard job. Vocation director means I talk to people about, is God calling you to be a priest or a nun? And so what I'm here today to ask you, my friends, is to please pray. Please pray to say, God, what do you want me to do with my life? How do you want me to serve you? How do you want me to love you? I've been a priest for 6.5 years. I love it. It is awesome. Guys, I can't think of anything more fun I could do than being a priest of Jesus Christ. So what I ask you to do is to think about, what's God calling you to do? If you want to do something awesome and amazing with your life, maybe God's calling you to be a priest if you're a boy. Maybe He's calling you to be a nun if you're a girl. I'm not asking you to sign up today. I'm just asking you to be open. Maybe you can help me with this. Maybe you can think of one of your classmates you think would be a good priest or nun and say, God, which of my classmates do I think would be a good priest or nun? Maybe you can think of somebody. And then what I want you to do is I want you to tell them. I want you to say, hey, I was thinking about what Father said today at Mass, and I think you would be an awesome priest. I think you would be an awesome nun. And just plant that seed with your classmate. And if you are somebody who your classmates are saying, hey, you'd be a good priest or nun, maybe you should think about it. Because it is awesome, guys. It's amazing. It's so, so fulfilling. It's so joyful to be able to teach people about Jesus. It's so awesome to be able to tell people about this wonderful, awesome place that is heaven. And so I ask you, please, to consider how God is calling you to love. How is He calling you to serve? Because our world needs peace, right? Yes. Our world needs love, right? Our world needs people to courageously stand up and say, Jesus loves you. God loves you, and it's going to be okay. So my friends, please be open to whatever it is that God's calling you to do with life. And if you're called to be a priest or a nun, I think it would be awesome one day if we could serve the Lord together. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
Like if my brother priest is here, or one of the sisters, one of y'all grew up to be a sister, be awesome. So just be open, okay? And please pray for each other. Can I make that your homework assignment?
Yeah.
Pray and ask God, which of my classmates do I think would be a good priest or nun? And then share that message with them. One more thing I want to share today. How many of you guys are going February 20th? There's a really cool event that's happening in the diocese. Does anybody know what that is? Yes? What is it? Yes, ma'am. Steps for Students. I love Steps for Students.
Me too.
Yeah. So, hey, Steps for Students, if you haven't already signed up, you should really think about signing up. It's the most awesome event, I think, in the whole city. There's like 10,000 people running in the name of Catholic education, saying we love Jesus and we want the world to know we love Jesus. So I ask you, please, if you haven't done so already, sign up. Come out to Steps for Students, a great event, so much fun, so awesome. But together as we pray today, let's ask God to help us to welcome in the Prince of Peace, to help us to welcome in this Lord of Love who is going to bring peace to the world. Thank you guys all so much for your help. You can go back and have a seat.